Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We are live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio, which is a service of the Telly Award-winning Close Up Television Radio. Hope you're having a good day today and everything is going well for you. We're excited to welcome our very special guest joining us from Houston, Texas today, Renee Sullins joining us here. And she's extraordinary at what she does, and she loves what she does. She specializes in transformational life coaching for teens and college students and graduate students. And her goal is for her clients to enjoy the success they want right now, not later, but right now, by identifying and developing their self-management skills in multiple areas of their lives. Renee is passionate about helping young people who are ready to do the work to be who they want to be and feel the way they want to feel, and also successfully accomplish their goals and dreams. Through her proven professional coaching method and a unique style she's also developed as a volunteer mentor over the past 15 years, Renee helps her clients build sustainable habits to transform their lives. As a results-driven holistic life coach, Renee teaches her clients how to take charge of their health, time, relationships, as well as their thoughts and feelings about themselves, every aspect that affects their happiness and confidence. The result, she says, is a much more resourceful, resilient young person with a level of confidence that even if they get off track from their goals, they possess the skills to quickly correct course. Coaching really is an investment in a child's future, according to Renee. Parents are so grateful and relieved when they see marked improvement in areas where their child was struggling. It's incredibly fulfilling as well, she says, to see that progress and growth. ReneeSullinsCoaching.com is the website. I'll spell it out for you. ReneeSullins, and then the word coaching.com. We'll mention it again during the course of the latter part of the broadcast, but join me in welcoming live and direct from Houston, Texas, our very special guest for the next 30 minutes live here on Close Up Radio, Renee Sullins. Renee, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you with us today, and thanks for joining us.
Hi, Jim. Thank you. I am very excited to be here with you.
Very excited to have you here as our guest as well, and nice way to kick off a week, too, with positive empowerment, which is, I know, something that is very important and big to you and crucial for you in the work that you do. Let's talk a little bit about, obviously, not only the coaching that you do, but what inspired you to want to go into coaching? When you look at your own life's journey and the things that have come your way and experiences you've had, obviously you've realized at some point this is work that is in your DNA. You're meant to do this work. This is work that is part of your calling. Tell us about that, why you love doing what you do so much in the world of coaching and how that sort of developed for you, the inspiration.
That's a great question, and it is inspiration, and I think that it really started when I was a teenager and was volunteering at the local YMCA, and I think that's really what gave me a good taste of what it's like to serve and to help others, and I absolutely loved it, and that really just continued to grow over the years, and then about 15 years ago, I started a nonprofit organization. I co-founded it to help underprivileged, disadvantaged teens get into and through college. And so as a volunteer, I've helped hundreds of students in some capacity over those years. And just to see their challenges and obstacles and be able to turn those into successes and to really change their life trajectory and that of their parents as a mentor, that was just something that, you know, that made me excited just to wake up every morning to do. And so when I found out about coaching, and quite honestly, I didn't know it was a thing because it's really pretty recent. It's pretty recent that that people are really understanding what coaching is and what it does. And so I saw an ad on Facebook, and it said something about coaching. I was like, I wonder what this is. So I started researching and thought about it a lot, and I realized, wow, this is just up-leveling what I am as a mentor and getting that professional experience and that training to be able to be even a more powerful, impactful person with the demographic that I love, with teens and college students. And so that's really what led me to where I am now. And then another thing that makes me so passionate about what I do is, you know, I was that mom. I was the mom that had a daughter in high school that struggled. And when you're a parent, it's very difficult for us to look at our children objectively, right? And so sometimes you think they're, you know, like, why are they, you know, why are they not doing their homework or not taking care of this, or they're lazy, or that's just how teenagers are. And we didn't have coaching back then. And so I saw just the pain and the frustration on her part and on our part. And I knew that once I became a coach that I did not want parents to have to go through what I went through or their children to do it. So it really, there's a real personal side to this too as a driving force.
Mm. And a beautiful reason to do the work that you do, which I think is sensational. Let's talk about Renee Sellin's coaching, some of the unique things that you offer, your approach, your vision, your mission for what you do.
If I had to categorize kind of what I bring to the table, so to speak, it's a holistic approach, and one is relatability, and one is really academic mentoring. And the holistic approach is I'm also a health and wellness coach. And so I firmly believe that the mind and the body cannot be separated in terms of looking at any kind of issue that you're having. And so with young people that, you know, they struggle with poor sleep habits, poor eating habits, digestive issues due to stress, all of that. So as I'm coaching my clients, I can bring in that health and wellness coaching into our sessions when needed to really make sure it is a holistic approach. So, and another thing is I mentioned earlier was the relatability. One, just my experience as a mom and having a child that has gone through this, and also my experiences as a mentor and, you know, working with many, many young people at this age and seeing them go from, you know, really struggling to success. Another thing is I have a real broad client base, and just speaking for myself is, you know, I work with males and females. Sometimes coaches just work with one or the other. I worked with ninth grade all the way through graduate school. So I can really sort of see, it actually helps with the relatability to tell my clients stories and examples of people within their age group, but also people that are older than them. So it gives them some encouragement, like, oh, you know, I had a client that did this. Obviously, it's not disclosing any identifying information, but they're like, okay, I see that. And then the last part I mentioned was academic mentoring. Well, this comes from my mentoring through my nonprofit organization, and I can help students also with anything that has to do with college prep, with choosing college, a major, coursework to take, applications, essays, you name it. And so that's kind of a little extra bonus if parents wanted me to incorporate into the coaching program as I'm working with their son or daughter.
That's fantastic. And again, I know this is something you're so passionate about. What is it about this particular population that you are so passionate about?
I think that they have some unique challenges, and it's so important for them to really address them early so they are not struggling into their adulthood. And I was thinking about what is it about them that's kind of across the board. I said, they are masters of self-sabotage. And
yeah.
And what I mean is procrastinating, not using resources, poor time management, poor sleep habits, eating habits, lack of motivation. They get overwhelmed. And so all these things can cause them to self-sabotage, even if they're very bright, highly capable, have the love and support of parents. And so if they can learn how to not sabotage themselves and empower themselves, then that really, really helps them. And, you know, it trickles into all aspects of their life.
Yeah, exactly. It sort of spreads out, which is fantastic. You know, most people would probably say parents aren't really even properly equipped for all of this. There needs to be someone who is objective, who is a listening ear, empathetic, to have this real conversation, right? And tell us how you are that someone for that objective, non-judgmental, listening ear for the parents.
Well, you're right about the objectivity, because as parents, as I had mentioned earlier too, is that we have a really hard time being objective about our own children, because all we want is the absolute best for them. We see things in them that they do not see. But especially with this population, for teens and college students, parents are very tentative, and that's to put it mildly, to really say certain things to them in fear of really damaging a relationship, or if they do say something, it can cause friction within the relationship. And so as parents, we tend to get really stuck in our own pain, disappointment, unrealized expectations, and our inability to help them to the point to where, you know, if you think of the image in your head of like a parent just having their, you know, hands, their face clasping their hands and going, you know, what do? We don't know what to do. And so when you have someone come in from the outside that understands what the parents are going through and also what the young person is going through, that person can provide that safe space. And like you said, it's no judgment. And that's the first thing that I tell my clients before I even start working with them. When I first talk to them, I say, I am not going to judge you. This is a zone to where we're not going to talk about deprivation or judgment. If we're supposed to be working on something together, there's an action step I've given you, haven't done it. We're going to see where you got stuck, what got in your way. And as a parent, we go like, why didn't you do your homework? Why, you know, these are just natural things that we're not proud of as parents. But so I provide that space for them. And also, they need someone who's not afraid to ask those hard questions that parents want to ask. And that's kind of fun for me is asking a question that, and because all my clients, it's Zoom, I love seeing their body language and their affect, especially when I ask the tough questions like, well, why exactly are you majoring in that? Why do you want to study that? Or why is it that you think it's a good idea to stay up till 3 a.m. on your phone? And they kind of look and go, wow, I've never thought about that, or no one's ever asked me that in that specific way. And that's where the magic starts to happen, where you start diving deep into the reason. And those are things that as parents, we have the ability to do it, but there's just that disconnect. I mean, I think that this has been that way forever. I was thinking of that movie. I love the Father of the Bride movies. And there's one scene that Annie, the daughter, is getting ready to leave to go out on a date. And her mom and dad are standing there, and Steve Martin says, hey, Annie, you know, it's cold outside. You know, maybe you should put on a jacket or get a coat or something. And she kind of blows it off. And her date says, oh, Annie, you know, it is a little bit chilly. Maybe you need something. She's like, oh, okay, and just runs right up and gets it. So that's kind of how it is with parents and teenagers. You know, you can say the same thing. I can say the same thing. The parents tell me all that. That's what I've been trying to tell her. But, gosh, you got through to them.
Yeah. It's amazing, huh, when that happens? Fantastic.
And you just kind of beat your head and go, whoa. So.
Yeah. Well, the students, too, I mean, they have to be an advocate for themselves as well, right? I guess they don't want everything to be their parents' business, and their parents often don't really sometimes have all the answers, too. So it's a little bit of that yin and yang, right?
That's so important. That's something that is a major part of my coaching, is getting these young people to be an advocate for themselves, which really to me means being resourceful, expressing what you want, expressing what you need, knowing where to go, using your resources, because there are times in life where you're on your own. You have to figure it out. And so the sooner they can learn how to advocate for all areas, for their, you know, when they go, when they're talking to their boss or they're talking to their doctor or negotiating a deal, in anything in life, it's so important to have that high level of being able to advocate for yourself, which comes through building confidence, which is a huge part of what I do as a coach, is build that confidence in them.
See, that's very important. The confidence building is an essential part of this, because then they can take that with them in all aspects of life. And like with coaching, it's really putting one foot in front of the other towards this future that you desire, right?
Right, right. And a lot of times it's interesting, because parents will, on that initial consultation, parents will describe different things that they see that their son or daughter is struggling with. And I'm one that I just take copious notes. And it's very interesting, because when I'm talking to the son or daughter, they, you know, I don't go over my notes with them, because I want what's coming from them directly, because that's their reality, right? And true, there will be things that come out that the parents have told me, but as we start working together, it's so interesting to see that it may be something completely different than what we started, what the parents told me, or what the student told me initially. And that's so fun to see. And I'll give you an example. Is I started working with a young man who had been in and out of college since high school and struggled with that, and that really affects your confidence, right? As if you're not moving forward and you see all your peers moving forward. And so as we've been coaching just a little while, and coaching is actually a very intuitive thing, and so I just started thinking, you know, and again with the hard question, I said, I'm going to ask him this question, like, why are you majoring in XYZ, a subject? And he said, you know, and gave me a reason why. And I said, but everything you've told me that is, you know, surrounds that has not been fruitful for you and beneficial for you. And so I helped to dive down and ask, you know, more questions. That's what we do. We ask a lot of questions as coaches, and found out what he really, really wanted, what that driving force was, what he was passionate about. And so, long story short, he changed his major, and now he's consistently been in college for, gosh, almost a year now, and he makes A's and B's, and he talks to his professors, and he shows up on time, and he does his homework, and he's learning, and he just feels great about himself. And that to me, is just pure joy.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine, you know. Some of the issues that you deal with your clients, I'm sure they really vary. It's not one size fits all. It's not a cookie-cutter approach. What are some of those typical issues that you've seen with your clients, and what would you say some of the parents typically share maybe during an initial consultation?
Okay. Well, of course, one is procrastination and anything that has to do with poor time management. Their stress, anxiety, especially social anxiety, which really surprised me at first. But now I see that when you are interacting with people through electronic means, that going into a social situation is not something that you generally do where you have to put your phone down. They're not equipped for that. And so it's causing more social anxiety. And that was a little bit of a surprise to me how many of my clients actually struggle with that to some level. Again, the poor sleep habits, poor eating habits, their lack of self-confidence, lack of motivation, and really just an overall sense of sort of this overwhelm. And many parents tell me a lot of the same things, to be really honest with you. But when I'm in that conversation with them and they tell me all these things, I understand, inevitably it always comes to the bottom line is, I just want him to be happy. I just want her to be happy.
That's bottom line, yeah, in all these scenarios. What would you say coaching has to offer to the population that therapy doesn't necessarily offer?
That's a great question, because I do have and have had clients that are actually in therapy and they're being coached by myself. But I think that's important for parents to know the difference. So therapy really, and I'm not a therapist, but this is what I know from just experience and then through other means, is that therapy really uncovers and works on the past hurts and healing, and also the present circumstances. It's a lot about the past, whereas coaching focuses on the present, where you are right now. You focus on looking forward, the future, and where do they want to go. So that's a kind of a time difference then, you know, time element difference. The other is therapy is ask a lot about, like, why is this person feeling this way, or why is this, you know, why are they having this hurt or this pain? Whereas coaching is about, like, okay, what's next and how are we going to get there? Again, the forward approach. Therapy is typically comes with some sort of a treatment type plan. And I know, you know, I have clients that have kind of workbooks or worksheets or something that they go through to help them. And coaching is more about objectives and strategies. And therapy is where you are looking, it's more of sort of, you've got the expert and the client. And then coaching is a co-equal partnership and a one-on-one. It's a journey together. And very frequent contact if needed, or if they want, in between sessions. Therapy charges by the hour, and coaching is generally by the package or the program.
Which is great. So there's various options available, which I think is fantastic. Now, this is a very specific challenge that oftentimes requires a very specific kind of dialogue, when you say, in a very specific type of relationship and space for honest conversation.
It is very specific. That's what I love about coaching, and that's why I actually prefer the one-on-one coaching. Some coaches do group, and I've been in group coaching before for myself personally, and it there's definite benefits to that. But because every client is unique, and every client comes to me every session with something that they're bringing to the table that may have happened that day, the day before, the week before. And so you have to meet them right where they're at. And also with the coaching, like I do where I see them via Zoom, you know, to I can just tell if they're sick, if they're tired, if they're not feeling well, if something's happened. And so that's where you start. So there's no template. There's nothing, like you said, there's nothing cookie cutter about it. So it does take some intentional listening and asking questions based on what they're telling you.
That's the key, right? And that's where the intent listening comes in and the non-judgment comes in, which I think is fantastic and all part of what you do and why you're so good. What is the result? What do you think that looks like?
The result is, of course, that's the thing that's so much fun, is the result really is more confidence, which is huge. That's the big thing, confidence. Because if you're confident, I know that, you know, I've talked to people who were employers, and they say, you know, if I have someone who comes in here as confident and they were a C student, versus an A student who's not, you know, where I'm looking to hire, I'm going to hire the person who has a confidence in meeting people, in learning new things, trying new things, becoming part of a community. So confidence is huge. And so I'm looking at the result of building confidence and the ability to course correct. And I learned this because to become a coach, I had to be coached. And so I saw the difference that it made in my life, in areas of my life. And so one of the key elements of the result of that is to know how to course correct. And what I mean is when you have a goal or you're working on something and all of a sudden you fall off track or you're not really on your A game, with coaching, you know how to correct it yourself. You've learned how to do that, how to correct it yourself, which is incredibly helpful as well. Another result is young people are really very passive about their self-awareness. You know, they just kind of go through the motions. And so for me to help them to become very actively self-aware in their body and their mind, that helps them also to understand what's going on, what they need to do, or who they need to ask for help. And then again, bottom line, happier, that they're happier. They feel more in control of their lives and their futures.
That's so important, right? It's so incredibly important. And that's all part of this whole process. We've got about a minute left, but COVID has certainly come into play in so many different areas of our lives. How has it changed or altered anything that you're doing with the practice?
Well, it hasn't changed the way I coach because it's been great because I was already coaching via Zoom, right? So, but more and more people are now they understand the value and that it can be as effective as something in person. But what I'm seeing is I'm having to kind of undo some damage that's been caused by online courses, lockdowns and other challenges that these young people have faced. And these are clients that I've had pre-COVID. I'm seeing things that have affected them. The other day I just sent an email to a client and I whipped out 12 different things off the top of my head that I've seen that have been a result of it. So there's a lot of kind of undoing and building back habits or creating new habits since COVID.
That's incredible. It's really great work. I encourage folks to make contact with you by going to ReneeSullinsCoaching.com. That's Renee Sullins, S-U-L-L-I-N-S, ReneeSullinsCoaching.com. Renee, this was terrific. I appreciate all of the time you've spent and really sharing your story as far as why you love what you're doing and the ways in which you approach it all. Hope we get a chance to expand some more, maybe hear some success stories down the line as well. That would be a pleasure. But thanks for joining us as a special guest on Close Up Radio for this episode. It was terrific. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did.
Thank you so much, and I hope that I have been a source of encouragement to parents and grandparents out there.
You absolutely have been. Keep up the extraordinary work. ReneeSullinsCoaching.com. I'm your host, Jim Masters. Thank you for joining us as well here on Close Up Radio. We'll be back momentarily with another amazing guest in about 30 minutes. Till then, have a terrific day. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.